me.
Wow, he must have been impressed.
It's a little bit of dirty politics because the pictures ended up on a Republican activist's website. You know, I think that's.
Well, I know, but come on. What's the mentality here? He's probably married, 10 grandkids. What's the mentality here? Sean, you want to answer that? Let's see who that
grandkids.
Is.
Grandkids.
Let me know if it's somebody bona fide or if it's a bonehead.
Well, that story that
see
you
what
had
they want to talk about
Huma. This is not stuff you could hear on the CBS nightly news.
No, it isn't.
This is good.
And why is that?
Yeah, why is that? Why don't they cover this stuff?
Because it isn't important. It isn't important. Okay. Something else we were talking about that I saw, the TSA, they've changed their policies now. They're doing a test at the Boston Logan International Airport. They're getting real chatty now. Listen to what they're doing. Tuesday, the Transportation Security Administration began a test run at Logan on its SPOT program. That stands for Screening of Passengers by Observation Techniques. They're using trained screeners known as Behavior Detention Officers, the BDOs, to determine if the passengers are a threat based on their reaction to a set of routine questions.
That's what the Israelis do.
Exactly. You know, they don't want profiling, but that I was talking to a gentleman who was in Israel, and he and his wife had identical bags. They pulled them off to the side, said, we're going to have to go through it, but the Israeli immigration officer looked at them and said, you're okay, and let them through. Mm. They use profiling.
Yeah. Spot.
Yeah,
I'm profiling. Well, the vast majority of passengers are going to experience a casual greeting conversation with the BDO as they go through. You know, they'll say, hi, where you going? Where you been? How you doing? And then those that they want to carry further conversation with, they'll pull them over to the side, and then they'll get a little more personal.
Yeah.
And of course, they're going to be accused of racial profiling. I mean, of course they are, because grabbing people's junk, passing around the see-through scans of particularly attractive passengers, terrifying little kids, and making old ladies take off their diapers is not working. So they're changing.
So they're going to stop feeling up my 92-year-old
That's
mother
right.
and
mm-hmm.
go after the guy who's skulking along and sweating and there's
and starts chattering.
And
or,
there's something loudly ticking in his.
Well, I hope they'll see that. Who knows?
I think the interesting thing about what you just said, though, they don't call it profiling. They gave it a 3-word long phrase or something like that. So it's just profiling.
Yeah, behavior detection officers. Behavior detection. So just be aware of that. And I mean, Like, yes, they're not going to go in there now and go, oh, yes, how you do today? Yes, how you doing? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. What? They're going to pull them to the side?
What was that? Was that an accent?
It was kind of a half accent. But anyway, at least things are happening, right? Things are happening.
Yes, they are.
It's a good thing. Now, well, let me see. Oh, I read on I Hate the Media. You know, they have every week, they have the media morons. Now, this fits right in right now. Here's what Katie Couric said we should do to make us love Muslims who love death more than life, she said. A Muslim version of The Cosby Show. Yep.
I've heard that.
That's it.
Gee, I wonder why Katie left
CBS
News.
Katie, moron.
Why'd she lose her job, do you suppose?
My gosh. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, that'll solve the world's problems.
Yeah, it certainly will.
The Muslim Cosby family.
Here's something on a local level I wanted to talk about real quick because we got the Laugh Lounge coming up next. And Wayne's here, ready to give away tickets to the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club tonight down at Pioneer Underground. So we're going to get to that. John Tyson. We all know John Tyson.
I love his I love his chickens, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wrong, John.
Oh.
25-year veteran of KOLO TV Channel 8. He does all the history on there. He's just a fantastic personality. He was fired Wednesday. He was went back to the station reporting an involvement in an on-the-job traffic accident. He's 66 years old. He was suspended with pay Friday after reporting bumping into a bike. With pay, did you hear that? With pay? John, what are you complaining about?
Yeah.
After bumping into a bicyclist while
speaking.
That's
called vacation, isn't it?
Speaking on his cell phone. And KOLO called him the midday on Wednesday and fired him. That's Nick Matisse. Mm-hmm. He's the president and general manager of Colon. He'd make no comment. He said, we can't talk about personal matters, but we all love John Tyson. He's been around. I mean, he's videotapes and reports his own stories. I mean, they must pay him piece by piece, is what I figure. He said the guy was out in front of him and tagged him as he went around, I think it was at Keystone Avenue on Riverside Drive, which is a real narrow little turn there. The guy didn't even go down. I mean, he tagged him. The guy didn't go down. Nobody was hurt. And that law hasn't, it's gone into effect. And it will start next year, right on through December 31st. They're just giving away, you know.
Right. I think the law starts September 1st, but they're not going to give tickets. They're just
going to give warnings. Yeah. Warnings away through December 31st.
Right. So
though,
he didn't
just
break
warnings.
The law by talking on his cell phone. That's the main thing.
Mm-mm. But they fired him anyway.
So this isn't the chicken Tyson or the boxer Tyson.
No.
Tyson. This is a different one.
This is John Tyson, okay, who does the Tyson Report, and he does talk about the history of Nevada, and the railroad, and just...
It seems like a mighty harsh treatment for...
Mighty harsh. He was dazed. He was dazed about the whole thing. I mean, he's been there. And I would give my advice to you, John Tyson, contact your attorney. That's my advice. Can you believe it?
Oh, no. Now we're going to get calls from lawyers.
I know, we are. Well, isn't that what we're trying to do? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get to the Laugh Lounge. We've got a comedian here, and we got Dan Kim coming in again, the hypnotist that we all love. Right here on 1270 The Buzz.
Business owners, listen up. Are you looking to bring in new customers easily and for less money? Well, now it's time to reach your local prospects online and by email. All local, with no waste, and so easy. Post your coupon today before our price goes up. It'll take you less than 5 minutes.
10RenoCoupons.com.
A weekly email with great deals from local businesses. 10RenoCoupons.com.
1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964, extension 203.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. Now it is time for the Laugh Lounge. It's good to laugh.
I know you want me to laugh at that point.
I don't know if I want
Can't
you to laugh anymore, JP.
Don't you have some canned laughter on the soundboard over there?
Get that over there for Johnny. We got Johnny Cardinale.
Hi, we on high.
Are you Italian?
Nah. Sicilian. Heck yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Headliner tonight. You got two shows coming up tonight.
Two shows, 8 and 10. 8 show is the clean show. 10 show is R-rated.
Do you have some R-rated material?
I don't really have a lot of R-rated material.
You know
material.
What? That's what we hear from everybody who comes in here. Wayne's keeping it too clean over there.
Yeah. I mean, you try to throw an F-bomb in just to spice it up. But back in the day when I first started, I was a little dirtier. My grandma happened to see one of my shows.
Ooh.
She gave me a little short Sicilian lady. She gave me an earful afterwards. So I said, I think I'll clean things up.
And a kick up the butt,
so,
right?
I owe it to Grandma C. Grandma
she said, Cardinale. You kiss your mother with that mouth.
Well, yeah, move the fingers like a good
Oh,
family.
Was that good? Hey. I know. Exactly. I like Italians. So where you come from?
Originally,
and don't
Ohio.
Say your mother. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, well.
Okay, thanks.
Cleveland originally, and then I've been in L.A. for a long time.
Been doing the stand-up down there, the stand-up thing.
Been doing stand-up down there for a while, and then...
Is that grueling down
it's
there?
It's pretty grueling down there because, you know, traffic, driving, and there's... thousands of comics that come from all over the world.
Thousands of every kind
literally.
Of performer of life.
Yeah. So, you know, if you get really big in Cleveland, you feel like you're great, then you come to L.A., you're like, oh, I got to start from ground one
Food
again.
Chain way
it's
down
like,
here,
I'm back
huh?
in single A. What's going on here?
So how did you get started? I always ask the comedians that because there's a lot of people who would love. His wife, for one, Glenda, she wants to do a stand-up routine so bad, and she's funny. She could do it.
Oh,
what advice would you give her? How do you get going?
Well, that's funny because a lot of people, there are people that teach comedy classes, and most comics find that hilarious because most of the people that teach comedy classes have never really done stand-up, or they're very unsuccessful at it, which is kind of comical if you ask me. But
well, it's there you go.
Like,
it's funny.
It's
kind of
like actors that want to be actors and they become directors or stagehands because they just don't have what it takes.
If you're going to take lessons from a comedian, at least it'll be somebody famous, you know, or somebody you've seen do well at it.
But they're too busy.
There's
you're
only
too
one
busy.
They say. So I forget. So one of the old school greats, and I'm going back to probably like the Bob Newharts of the world, that era.
You don't even look old enough for that, Johnny.
No, but I've read up a lot about comedy. They say there's three ingredients to becoming a great stand-up comedian. Stage time. That's it. You have got to get up on stage. So Glenda, is she going to get up and do some?
I think Wayne should.
Why don't you have her come down to the show tonight?
I think we should have a war. Me against her.
What?
Give us each a few minutes to audience judge who's
funny. You're not really that funny, JP.
How do you know?
Oh, because I've been spending some time with you every week and can hardly get you to
laugh. I've got elephant jokes packed up. From here to...
But those are someone else's jokes, JP. Yeah. When you do a stand-up routine, right, Johnny?
Yeah,
you
got
to write your own stuff.
Already, we got Carlos Mencia in the house tonight. Holy smokes.
Otherwise, I could come down to your show and just steal all your material.
Exactly.
You guys do that
JP
anyway.
I've seen JP at the comedy show. I have, but he was in the audience like me.
Yeah. Was he laughing?
You know, it's like that expression.
I can be funny.
But honestly, a war between husband and wife, who's funnier? Let's get them out to the
show.
That
could be
Glenda's
cool.
Totally funnier.
Well, you don't know that.
I most certainly do. I also
put
came
my hand
with
up
you guys.
So he doesn't hear me say this, but I would imagine she probably is.
You can tell he loves politics.
Yeah. Oh.
She loves music. Who's going to be funnier?
She's liberal. He's, you know, conservative.
Yeah, he's tight ass. Go ahead and say it.
Hey, you were talking about teachers. That's that old expression, those that can do, those that can't teach.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, for some reason, it's okay. If some guy didn't quite make it as an actor, he can become a fine acting teacher. But for some reason, people that teach stand-up comedy are generally terrible comedians.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I went to a class with Mike Price because I love him.